If there's a movie, he's gonna rate it. He's gonna talk to his friends and they'll debate it. He's gonna try his best to not be a hater. His name is Billy the Movie Grader.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Movie Grader and Friends podcast, your weekly or semi-weekly podcast covering all of the latest movies in the theaters today or currently streaming in your living room. I am Billy, the Movie Grader, and in this episode, Melissa and I cover the new Marvel movie Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. Sorry about our extended vacation, but life got in the way, and we're going to try to make this a more regular thing. It was a combination of both life and, to be totally honest, a pretty lackluster box office that didn't exactly get us hyped to create an episode for a movie up until now. And Melissa, you got some things to say? Because you know, everybody knows it's all your fault, really.
Okay, sure. Yeah, why not? It's always my fault. But anyways, here's a fun little tidbit about Billy and I. So I learned, probably about 4 months ago, that Billy never saw the last 30 minutes of E.T., which, hello, that's the whole iconic part of the movie.
Yeah. I missed it. I admit it.
And apparently, I never saw Jaws because I guess going to Universal for all the many times that I did, you know, kept seeing the same thing. So it never dawned on me that I actually never saw the full movie of Jaws. But I'm glad I got to see it.
Yeah, I'm glad I finally got to see E.T. in its entirety and Jaws in its entirety on the big screen.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It was pretty awesome. So let's see. Black Panther, let's get into it. Black Panther Wakanda Forever was once again directed by Ryan Coogler after directing the first movie back in 2018. Wakanda Forever toasts mainly the same cast as its 2018 predecessor, minus one glaring role, T'Challa, played by the late, great Chadwick Boseman. Rest in peace, my friend. Letitia Wright, who plays Shuri, picks up right where the previous movie left off after writing Boseman out of the story. The rest of the gang includes Lupita Nyong'o as Nakia, Danai Gurira as Okoye, which is my favorite, Winston Duke as M'Baku, and the legendary...
Who's my favorite?
And the legendary Angela Bassett as Ramonda, just to name a few. Wakanda Forever was released on November 11th, 2022. Per IMDb, the plot is as follows. The people of Wakanda fight to protect their home from intervening world powers as they mourn the death of King T'Challa. All right, Melissa, go ahead. Give us your thoughts on the movie.
All right. So first of all, Angela Bassett needs to be nominated for an Oscar because she did an amazing job. Just throwing that out there. Mm-hmm. I kind of knew going into it, like I was like trying to figure out, I'm like, okay, how are they going to kind of get, you know, rid of that, the T'Challa character? Because unfortunately with Chadwick passing away, we knew it was going to happen.
And they waste literally no time.
Yeah, they literally wait. But at the same point, being a moviegoer, I'm kind of glad they didn't drag it out. Like, yeah. Not going to lie. I'm kind of glad it was wham, bam, here you go.
It's literally the first scene of the movie.
Yeah. I loved it. Like, it was probably, like, one of my favorite movies probably in, like, months. I feel like at this point most people have seen it, but, like, this isn't a spoiler, but, like, that opening scene of the movie with the dancing was probably one of my favorite scenes. It was the choreography, the music. It was just unbelievable. So done phenomenally. And not going to lie, I cried a few times. We all know Melissa has issues when anybody in a movie dies. Just throwing it out there. But I'm getting better. I am actually getting better. But it was amazing. I mean, just everything. Like, I loved just how they all came together and just how we also, you know, see the introduction of a new character, which I thought was kind of cool and exciting. Kind of see what they do with that.
Well, yeah,
I mean, it's not a spoiler because everybody knows there's a movie coming out.
It's Ironheart.
Yeah. Like, and I was very excited to kind of see, like, her story. And actually, they're making an Ironheart movie. I think it comes out in 2024. 4, because I do know that they're making another Avengers movie in 2026, and she will be in it. Sweet. So, yes. So, I loved it. And again, like, I love Winston Duke, but how can you not like Winston Duke? I mean, come on, ladies. Very good looking. But, and then just other things, like, they all did a phenomenal job. I mean, phenomenal.
I agree. The whole cast was solid. Acting was great from top to bottom. Even like the villain, what was his name? He did a good job too, I thought.
Oh, I don't know, but what was his yeah, but they call him, like, I don't know what they called him, like Serpent something, but yeah.
Namor. That's Namor, yeah.
Namor, yeah.
He was acted by Tenoch Huerta. You know, he did a really good job. He was a pretty good villain.
He did a very, you know, really well, you know, well done.
I must say too, like, you know, right when we first meet the villains, like henchmen, they look like a straight ripoff of the Avatar's Navi. Like, it's like, is this like
a little bit.
It's like, are we watching Avatar? Like,
which speaking of Avatar, that I think tickets come on sale next week. But anyway, yeah, I loved it. So funny thing is I watch Angela Bassett in 9-1-1, and I was convinced that they made her taller for this movie. And then, yeah, after watching this last week's episode of 9-1-1, I'm like, they did make her taller. I'm like, in the movie, because she's kind of short in like 9-1-1, but maybe just also against all the other actors, she might look taller.
She's the queen. They have to make
her taller. Yeah, so they have to make her taller. But yeah, I mean, she did an amazing job. I mean,
it was a whole like tribute to Chadwick, basically.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think
they honor throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, they really do. And like, and they did it so tastefully and respectfully. And I really liked what they did. You know,
a hero to many people. And
yeah, I mean, you know, there's some there was some, you know, backlash, you know, or, you know, stuff with the production of the movie. And, you know, people made comments of it took too long and all this. But number one, you know, everybody has their own
feelings. Well, people were just pissed that Shuri was going to be the next Black Panther. It was like, okay, yeah, well, but get over it. Chadwick Boseman died. I mean, like, what else can you do?
You're not expecting that to happen, you know, and stuff. But, like, I think they did a phenomenal job. I mean, you know, there was at least 3 scenes that got me crying. One of them being a very unexpected scene that nobody, I think, was expecting. But I, like, after kind of watching the movie, I kind of get why they did what they did.
Yeah, careful.
I know. I'm being careful. That's why I'm saying I can see what they, you know, why they did what they did to make the movie progress. And I just love it. I think the one like scene that really got me, which surprisingly, it being a Marvel movie and there was only one end credit scene, I was kind of shocked that they only had one. That was probably one of my favorite like things, because without spoiling it, I called I called it. Like, when you see what happens, I totally called it.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I was very excited for it. This was one of those movies that I was like patiently waiting for. You know, with the holiday season, there's some good movies coming up here in the next couple weeks. So
yes, it's finally the holiday movie season. And I did see one highly anticipated movie, and I walked out of it. It was so bad.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what it is, because it's not fair, because I haven't seen the whole movie. I guess I'll give it a shot. If I get a screener of it, I'll watch it then. But I'm not going to take another trip to the movies to go see it. So
yeah, we'll
put a pin in that until later on.
Yeah. Depending upon, my mom and her friends are going to go see, she said, on Saturday. Depending upon what they think, I may or may not go see it and take one for the team.
Yeah, that's when Melissa sees it, so Billy doesn't have to.
Yeah, but we'll see, because Melissa may not see it either. It all depends how she feels, because we all know kind of what happens. So,
well, yeah, we already know that, you know, Harvey Weinstein's a pile of doo-doo.
Yeah. And him and Bill Cosby should be cellmates.
Yes, absolutely.
But, on that note, I'm definitely looking forward to the next couple months. I mean, there's some really good movies coming out that I'm looking forward to. What was one?
Usually the holiday season brings about some really good movies, but honestly, like, you know, Disney's effort this year doesn't look that good to me. That Strange World movie, it's like,
yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I mean,
I think that's going to be a pretty big bomb.
I mean, no offense, Disney, you kind of screwed up Santa Clauses.
Oh God, so, yeah. I know. We did watch the first two episodes of the Santa Clauses, and it's not good.
You know, it's funny. I was reading something on Facebook. Somebody posted, because it was like on like Facebook where it shows like things that are coming out or whatever. Like Disney does their little plugs and whatever, and like they did that, and so many people are not happy.
Yeah, like, it was terrible. Like they tried too hard. Yeah, they had a good opportunity to like to inject some nostalgia, and they fumbled that. And they paired it with a really corny script that's not even funny. And they were trying.
No, so funny, we'll see. And it wasn't. We'll kind of see what happens,
I think it's only like 6 episodes, and like I guess I'll stick it out and watch it. Maybe it'll get better. But
yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. But I, you know, like I said, I'm looking forward to some of these shows that are coming out. But as far as
TV, it's like one of the best new shows I've seen so far is Tulsa King, and that's on Paramount Plus, and it's a really, really good show.
Whose Paramount Plus account do you use?
It's Melissa's.
Yes. We, Billy and I share accounts. Go ahead, Academy, kill us. But, you know, Billy and I share accounts.
Hey, we pay for it too, so put that on the record.
Exactly, we do. Okay, yeah, well, we split one streaming service, and then I pay for the others, but we help each other out. It's
all completely legal.
It is. We all help each other out. You know, that's what friends are for, but...
Or if I could make a recommendation too, actually, like on Netflix, this documentary, it's like a four part documentary just dropped on Netflix called Pepsi, Where's My Jet? I watched all of it today and it's really good.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well,
check that out.
I got a couple of other things because I'm binge watching The Crown right now.
And also, A Christmas Story Christmas was very good. I watched that as well.
HBO. Yeah, I have a bunch of stuff. Most of my shows are about to go on fall break, I'll have time to get caught up on like the streaming services. But
I'd also be remiss to not mention my friend's movie, Dot Jones. She has a movie out right now. You could find it on, I think, like on Amazon or
It's Roku.
No. Well, the one she wants to promote is Bar Fight. Yeah, Bar Fight.
Sorry,
yeah.
Dot.
Yeah. I watched it. It's a cute little holiday movie. Go check it out. She's got a pretty decent part in that movie. And you could also find her on Weird, which is actually very good as well.
Yeah, I guess which that's another one on my list. I guess he posted a scene, I guess, of him like next to his grave or something, and everybody like today people are like freaking out, oh my gosh, he died, and then people are like,
oh no, that's during the end credits where he photoshops a whole bunch of funny stuff that happens that doesn't happen.
So yeah, but it says if like people are idiots because it says ate it 1985. Yeah, like come on people. But yeah, I'm actually kind of looking forward to that. I've heard some good things about it.
Yeah, check out Weird. I mean, I'm by no means a Weird Al fan. I think it's, you know, childish and stupid, and you know, I've kind of grown out of that phase, but I really enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, the other thing that I'm excited, but it's been a few years, is the last season of Dead to Me dropped today.
Oh, so, really? I gotta watch that. Okay.
So
I love that show.
So after the crown, I'm gonna watch that, and it's gonna be, you know, my heart goes out to Christina Applegate because, you know, her recent diagnosis with MS. So I was reading things that, you know, it was a hard thing for her to film and stuff like that. But we got some good stuff.
She's a warrior. Yeah,
she is. We got some good stuff. And, you know, since Billy does have a friend, we might have a special, you know, you never know, guest star, you know, coming up sometime soon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I completely forgot to text Dot telling her that I watched the movie. So,
yeah. So give me.
I'm going to do that very soon.
Give me a chance to watch it, and then maybe we can review it and then have her be on that podcast.
Yeah. Sure.
You just, with the holidays coming up and, you know, it's going to.
Yeah, schedules are kind of crazy, so.
Yeah, and now that we unfortunately have the different time zones now, it's, you know, makes it a little trickier, you know, for us just because, you know, I'm an hour ahead than Billy, so.
Well.
But on that
note. Truth be told, it's really on Melissa because I work from home and I can pretty much do the podcast whenever I want to do it, but somebody works late.
Yes, unfortunately, lately I've been having to work the 1 to 9 shifts, but hopefully that will be, you know, we'll see what happens and, you know, go from there. But should we go ahead and grade the movie?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sorry. Big tangent there. Sorry, not sorry.
I'd probably give it an A+. I think it was very well done.
Yeah, I mean, I would give it a B. I thought it was tastefully done. I mean, I don't think it was better than the first Black Panther movie, but it was.
Well, no, enjoyable. It's not going to be better because it didn't have Chadwick, but I mean, it did live up to the hype.
Exactly. All right, well, that will wrap it for this episode of the Movie Grader and Friends podcast. Keep an eye out for our next episode where we will cover the next holiday season release. Hopefully. Please find me on Instagram and Twitter at The Movie Grader. Please visit my website, www.themoviegrader.com. On iTunes, please review and subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already. Also, please tell your friends about the podcast. Thank you for your support. And don't forget
there, Billy.
Yeah, and don't forget Melissa's, you know, $10 offer has actually risen to $20 a viewer now, or a listener.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, And then Billy actually said, you know, because he's in the giving spirit, that because it is a holiday season, he would do $50. So just remember that, everybody.
No, that's not true at all. I have official meeting minutes that state that Melissa has upped her offer to $20 per listener. So the Movie Grader and Friends podcast is available on all major podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and basically anywhere you get your podcasts from. This has been the Movie Grader and Friends podcast. Thank you for tuning in and see you soon.